Can you believe in a finite object possessing infinite power? Or that a mineral can be proclaimed the medicine of the 21st century? Or that the power of nature can win over the ignorance of man? If you can, you will know why our mission is to get Shungite to the masses. You are entering the Shungite Zone. This is the Shungite Radio Show produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Welcome to Shungite Reality Show. It is October 11th, 2025. It's Veterans Day, so I'm going to say Happy Veterans Day to Derek. And Joseph Goldville is going to be with us. He is with us right now. Happen to be a veteran, do you, Joseph?
No.
Okay.
A problem in high school breaking my neck. I couldn't enlist. That was back in 73.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nancy, and happy Veterans Day to you.
Thank you.
Yes, happy Veterans Day to all of you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I do have family that are veterans, so.
Well, it's an important day. People, you know, kind of like poo-poo it away. It's a very important day. As I was waiting for you guys to get up, I had this History Channel on with the Vietnam War in HD. And I don't like looking at this stuff because I lived through it. I wasn't in combat, but I was in the military at that time. And I heard so many combat stories that just, you know, were horrendous. But people don't understand, you know, a person that doesn't have a veteran in their family or is a veteran themselves, the true amount of pain and suffering that goes on in a battlefield. And those people that do it, even though as a veteran, I don't know how the hell they did it. It takes incredible courage. Or stupidity. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go up that hill and kill somebody I don't know. You know, you have to kind of think in those terms, too. But people like that is what made this country. And we need to be able to appreciate all of the goodness in this particular country of ours. And I'll get off the bandwagon and say hi to Mark. Hi, Mark. Mark's here, Mark Joseph.
And then say, Derek, Joseph, happy Veterans Day, everybody.
Hello.
Okay. Oh. The first thing I asked you when you got on was to talk to me, and you began to give me a background of yourself. So why don't you just go back and tell us, who, you know, basically who you are and what you've been doing with your life.
Retired truck driver, gas hauler. Been retired over 10 years. I went early at 57, injuries. Started chickens and ducks about 5 years ago. I've got a very small backyard. It's only 75 feet by 35 feet. And I got into bees over last winter. I started getting my supplies. And then in the spring, I got into bees. And so now in my tiny yard, I have 50 chickens, 24 ducks, one cats, and just something to keep me busy in retirement, I guess, and a lot of grandkids around here to help out. But I'm in Illinois, just south of Chicago by about 50 miles on the Kankakee River. So it's a really nice rural area, you know, farm country. So
okay.
I got my kids across the street. I take care of them a lot. And, you know, I moved out of Chicago to get out of the city back in 84 and came down into the country.
Well, it sounds like you got a big yard. I mean, even though it's a big yard with animals in it, let's put it.
Oh, it's tiny. And then I got a garden in that yard, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm
So,
pretty well self-sufficient that I can for the little area I've got.
you've got time to go fishing?
Yeah, I'm right up the boat ramps at the end of my street, maybe about three houses away. And I have a cottage upriver, about 7 miles upriver, and I can boat between the cottages because there's a boat ramp over there too. But it's nice down here. I love it down here.
Well, we thank you for being on the show. Derek, I'm going to turn it over to you because you're the bee guy, and go for it.
Well,
Bye.
yeah. Hey, Joseph, it's nice to meet you. Yeah, appreciate
Nice
you.
to meet you too.
Yeah, I was watching some of your videos on Facebook for a while now, and I was just watching one with Nancy before the show, where you were using thymol, and I think it was, what was it, coconut oil I jotted down here. But
Yeah,
you
well,
know,
and now I'm trying out a vapor rub. I'm putting a vapor rub in the hives to get me through the winter for the mites.
Okay, I'll have to chat with you about that. Let me, so I guess I'll kind of back up a little bit for the listeners here. So basically we have, and actually Mark lined this up, but we have Joseph on today as a guest, and we're going to talk about Shanghai beehives, because he has Shanghai beehives, and I have, this is my first time chatting with him. So I don't know if it's one or 100, you know, I'm sure it's not 100.
No, just
No.
three. I'm a
Okay.
newbie at this. I am totally new at it.
Everybody's new. We all are, including me. Yeah, we're always learning. The bees are always teaching us stuff. So, no, that's a great way to look at
Oh, I
it.
love it though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It looks like you're, it comes kind of natural for you from what I've seen in the videos. But why don't I'm going to actually put it back on you, Joseph. If you can, tell us where you, well, you said about a year and a half ago. So, was it
No,
a,
not even just
okay.
winter. Over the winter, I bought my supplies
Oh, okay.
and I started this past spring. And
Okay.
well, okay, so I had the supplies. I started off with a package, and then I put, I bought basically a two deep box beehive set up, and I started out one hive with a package. And then the package, it cost almost $200. And then I built myself some swarm boxes, because I like to tinker around with a lot of stuff. I do a lot of things. And I built four swarm boxes, and I put them out on some properties by farms and stuff around the area here, friends of mine. And nothing was going on with the swarm boxes, and my queen took off out of the package. And so I didn't know what was going to happen. So I kept the package hive going. And then I went out and bought a nuke. And I traveled to Marseilles, Illinois to pick that up. And then I brought the nuke home and started that hive. So I split the boxes because I had two big large ones to start bottoms, and I started the nuke. And then a friend of mine sent me to TikTok of Shungite with bees. And I checked it out, and then I started looking into more about Shungite, and then Amazon was easy enough to order it from. So I bought a little package of Shungite chips, and I added them to my swarm boxes, and I put them into the beehives too. And the four swarm boxes that I weren't doing nothing for me, all of a sudden, three of them caught bees. So one caught a swarm right in front of my house, another one in my backyard, and then another swarm out by a farm about 7 miles out of town. So I set up three hives with the swarms that I caught. And if you've seen, I had the one I call my Shungite Tower. I picked up some used 8-frame beehives and I refurbished them, and I got some Shungite dust, and I mixed it into some paint, and I painted the tower, the boxes, with the Shungite paint. And I add chips and stuff to everything. And I been keeping the bees with the Shungite. Now the other two hives, one of them has a Shungite box top on it, and the other one is full of Shungite chips in that. And I do Shungite at the doorways, and the bees always hit the Shungite before they go in and out. It's like it relaxes them or something. I can walk around my bees without anything on. They do not attack me in any way. When I start messing around in the box to go deep, I'll put on a net or something. But otherwise than that, my bees don't bother me at all. I could stand with them, and it's very calm bees. And I'm low budget, so a lot of my things that I'm doing are kind of on a low budget side of things. Like I say, I'm using vapor rub now for the mite control for this winter time. What I've read about it and found out about it, it seems to be the thing to use, and it's cheap and it works. I use peppermint candies in the hives. I haven't had no problem with hive beetles hardly this year at all. Little bit of mite problems. One hive out of the three of them, it has more than the others, but the others really, I am not finding any mites. Actually, the shungite hive, I haven't found much on the mites at all. But right now, I winterize. You see, I'm getting ready for the winter. We just, from where I'm at, we just got dumped down with over a foot of snow for our very first snow the other day. So my beehives really got dumped on this year. They start the winter. But in a couple of days, it's going to hit 70 degrees next Saturday. So that's when I plan on opening it up and resupplying the candies inside and getting my wintertime sugar candies ready. But everything's coated with shungite, and I'm making hive boxes over the winter for more shungite hive boxes because I'm planning on expanding my apiary to, as many hives as I can get going this year. But my plan is to catch them. I plan on using swarm boxes and catching wild bees around here. Because,
Joseph, are you still up against your mic because your voice dropped?
Oh yeah, I'm still right next to the phone, but I'm sort of moved back and forth my head, but I'm trying to stay close to the phone.
Okay, just checking. Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm on the Kankakee River. I'm just houses away from it, and it's a beautiful area. We got a lot of wildlife around here and a lot of wild plants, and I mean they were pulling pollen in just about a couple of days ago, right before this cold hit. It's a nice area for the bees.
Yeah, they'll take advantage of any day and go out there and get that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. What did you on your swarm boxes? Because I don't know if Nancy or Mark, and the listeners really know what swarm boxes are. Because I've made them, of course, in this area, and I've used 5 gallon buckets and maybe put a hole in the bottom and lined them with waxes. So I find
Right.
pretty good, yeah, good results around riverways and creeks and things because of the water. But can you tell me about yours?
Well, I built wooden ones. They hold 8 frames. They hold 6 to 8 frames, so I made 4 different sizes. But they're basically wooden and such. And when I first used them with the shungite chips, they were painted yellow. But then after I got the shungite chips going, I took them down and I painted them with the shungite paint. So all 4 of them are painted in shungite now. And even the one that I kept up in the backyard, bees were going attracted to it all the time. Although nothing swarmed during the late summer into those boxes, but I did catch 2 in my backyard and 1 out by the country in a farm. And it was using shungite because I couldn't catch nothing until I put the shungite chips in.
Oh yeah, especially wild bees, they definitely respond to shungite because they don't have all those chemicals they've already been kind of affected by, just like us.
Yeah.
Our senses get kind of dumbed down from chemicals and things. Those treatments affect bees, of course.
Yeah, I'm just a quarter block away from a substation here, so we have a high frequency in the area. And the bees are just right there too, right in the neighborhood here. And like I say, they hit the shungite before they go in and out. They do hover around the shungite and they do hit it. I've watched it happen. They love that shungite.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they yeah, mine all of mine have responded from there. Are you having pretty good results? Do you have any losses or anything like that?
No losses since I've been using the shungite. The one hive, the nuke hive, that it kind of failed on me before I started using shungite. And what I did is I caught a very tiny swarm in my backyard, and it was only maybe 2 frames thick, but I mixed it with the nuke hive, and that's been producing great. And all 3 hives are strong. They are very, very healthy hives. Up to just a couple of days before this cold hit, they were really strong looking.
Yeah, that's
And I'm learning as it is, some of my inspections, I don't get too deep into them because I don't want to hurt the queen, stuff like that. But I checked everything out right before this cold a couple of weeks ago, and everything looked real good. And like I say, I'm controlling the mites real well. And with the I imagine the shungite must be helping that, because I use apple cider vinegar, and there's a lot of little tricks that I've been learning. Like I say, the peppermint candy keeps the high beetles away too, I think. So.
Yeah, I've heard of that too. And then the vapor rub. So Nancy's talking about, the vapor rub that you'd put on your maybe neck or chest, the Vicks vapor rubs. Yep, exactly.
And
Yeah.
that's not detrimental to the bees.
No, actually, it's got all the oils, chamomile oil and eucalyptus oil in that. And what it does is it kind of vapors up with the heat of the bees. And like right now, what I'm going to do this weekend is I'm going to put some vapor rub onto the screen boards. I got the boards in. I'm going to put it on the screen boards. And the vapor actually vaporizes into the hive, and it makes the mites want to jump off and kind of off the bees and that. It affects the mites more than it affects the bees. So it's really not bad at the bees at all. It doesn't really affect the bees at all. But then again, I'm just learning, and these are things I've been reading and checking into, but it seems to be working. I've been using that for over 2 weeks now, and I'm not finding any mites on the boards and stuff, and
Yeah.
it
I like
seems to
that
be
way
working.
that it's where it's better than other treatments where they're putting them in the food or something like that. 'Cause there's lots of different ways and
Well, yeah, like that APX stuff, it's chemicals, and I don't want to use, I don't like chemicals at all. I'm trying to go as much as natural as I can with my beehives.
Yeah.
So,
No, always a good idea. That's awesome.
yeah, and then again, like I say, I'm low income, so low budget. So, any way I could save a buck or make it myself, I'll do it.
Yeah. And same thing there with the candies, Nancy. What he's doing is that. So remember, if anybody can just kind of think about it, they're eating a peppermint or something, that that v not vapor necessarily, but that whole,
The oil.
yeah,
The
there you
oil.
go. See, well, I guess it'd be, yeah, just
Yeah. The oil that they use in the candies are peppermint oils. And
exactly.
I use natural oils and essence oils for my hives, thyme oil, and then I mix it with coconut oil and put them on pads. But
Yeah.
it's a lot cheaper than the expensive stuff, and in a way I feel it's safer for me and the bees.
Well, the peppermint oil is used also to keep rats and probably raccoons out of an
Oh,
area.
yeah. It helps. But then I got stray cats all over here to take care of that for me. I'm a magnet for animals around here. Every stray dog seems to end up in my house.
Yeah, and you said you had a garden too, so I'm guessing, well, I mean,
Yeah.
you can't not be doing well with three beehives on your property.
Oh, I got, well, that and the chicken shit and copper wire through the garden. My garden exploded this year. It's just huge. I've been giving stuff away. I go to the pantry every 2 weeks and I bring my extra chicken eggs and anything from the garden I bring to the pantry and I give it to the pantry in town.
Oh yeah, and you're helping whatever neighbors too, whether you know it or not, of course, with three beehives, or especially Shungite beehives.
Well,
They're
I'm
not
not doing,
staying
I
there.
won't be getting no honey till spring, but,
Sure.
the little old ladies love my duck eggs.
Yeah,
They cook with them duck eggs. They love baking with the duck eggs. But
he
yeah,
said.
I plan on giving people honey next year. I got a lot of people already begging me for honey. Like, well, when can we get honey? It's like, oh, you got to wait till spring.
Oh, I mean, you're hooking them up just by the bees pollinating their gardens and stuff and
Oh,
flowers.
yeah. Well, then everybody here got flowers. There's so many flowers around here. And then I've got an open field that was right next door to my house here. That's just an open, big, empty lot full of open grass and clover, and being next to the river, it's just I'm right in the heart of the woods. I mean, we have wild turkeys just at the end of the block down here. So the whole neighbor, I'm in a little neighborhood, but I'm at the edge of the woods into the country. So it's pretty cool. Like I
Yeah.
say, in the fishing area, the Illinois, the Kankakee River is like one of the cleanest Midwest rivers around. So that's fantastic.
Oh yeah, that would be great. Especially having rivers around. If you're catching swarms like you're saying, then they're all through that type of area. Yeah.
Now,
And very natural down here, very natural river.
are you using the Shungite with your chickens too?
I haven't really given them any Shungite. What I did do is I did build a coop and I've got paint and I want to paint the inside ceiling in the coop with the Shungite paint.
Well,
Let me see if there's anything.
We had a customer that reported back to us that she was thanking us for shungite because she had a chicken that was like a favorite chicken, and it was in old age and not doing well at all. And she added shungite to the water and also to the feed itself.
Yeah,
And
I've got copper in my water buckets, but I've got a copper cup right next to me, and I've got shungite in my cup, and I drink my water out of a copper cup with shungite in it.
well, that little old chicken came back to life, and she said it's like a young chicken again.
Yeah, I got some large shungite rocks sitting right next to me. I'll probably throw some in their water and see if that helps them a little bit. Yeah, because I'm basically all healthy with the chickens, the apple cider, and my chickens are in pretty good shape.
Well,
Everybody
what's
loves the
good for chickens is the shungite and diatomaceous earth blend. Done
Oh,
that?
okay. See, I do diatomaceous earth.
Oh yeah, there's a blend, and you can make your own, but we carry it for the listeners that maybe can't make their own or don't have access. But yeah, it's basically a 50-50 blend of fine and or granular shungite powder, and then we use it with the silver and the S4. But yeah, or and then the DE. So you know what diatomaceous earth or DE is, Joseph?
Oh
No,
yeah, food grade.
oh yeah,
They
food
use food
grade.
grade.
Yep, exactly. But you can use that same food grade because that's what we use, topical for the chickens and or in their food. So I think Nancy, Mark, you guys are, we've talked about that before, but yeah, definitely one way to get it internally in the chickens.
Oh, I even use it in my dog's bed. I fluff the dog's bed with it so
Oh
it keeps
yeah.
the fleas out. Yeah.
Yep. Horses, cattle, name it. Yeah. Animal beds, it's fantastic for that.
Yeah, because I picked up the dust off the diet or the shungite dust off of Amazon, and that's what I used for my paint. And heck, I'll probably pick up some more of that and mix it in with some earth for the chickens.
Yeah, it's
But
a.
what's it doing with the chickens? I mean, the diet to me, because I mean I use it with the animals to get rid of worms.
Well, that's it, that and the mites and stuff with chickens also, and then and their immunity system builds up with it.
Any parasites or things in their nests or bed, if we're talking
Right.
about pigs, cat, whatever, yeah, and then that's on top of them, and the chickens. If you have a dry enough spot, as I'm sure Joseph found out, in the dry spot, they're going to dig a hole, Nancy, a chicken will, and they'll just
Oh.
spin around in a dirt hole. And if he pours that DE and shungite blend in the dirt hole, that's their bath.
That and the ashes from the barbecue pit.
Oh, that's great stuff. They love that stuff. Yeah, I've
Yeah.
had up to 50 chickens at once. I had a farm out here in part of Washington, but
Well,
anyway.
charcoal is good for chickens. So, charcoal is really good for chickens to help them kill off a lot of parasites in that.
Yep. Oh yeah, it's great stuff. And then just adding shungite, because then it's not just shungite around them or on them, it's in their environment, in their chicken coop.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another. And then the DE blend, of course, back, that's
Yeah,
another.
I'm gonna have to do that. I'm gonna definitely have to do that. I never even thought of that, but that's a great tip. Thank you.
Oh yeah, I had a what I we had four, I'm getting up with four after the roosters we gifted away, chicks here this year. And then I would take the large chunks of shungite, not that anybody has to do that, because you can do it with nuggets too, but basically around their heat lamp, I built a nest of shungite stones, because these things were the size of my hand. Well, actually, they were bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they will roost on those things. I mean, they'll be drawn to them just like the bees. So in essence, I made,
Right.
yeah, you get, see where I'm going with this one. I made a shungite chicken house. There we go. And oh my God, and we have photos of all this. I just forgot to talk about it or share it because I'm doing
Yeah,
so
that's what I
much.
was saying. I just built a new chicken coop and I was thinking of painting it with shungite paint on the inside.
Do that, and then yeah, and then nuggets and or bigger chunks, because they'll want to sit on it. They'll actually roost on the shungite, so that's
Yeah,
the thing as well.
I
If
have
they,
to check that. But I do have some good sized nuggets to put into water feeders.
of course, yeah, definitely do that. And then in your feeders, rather than the water feeders, through food feeders, that's where you can sprinkle the DE and shungite as well.
Oh, inside the water?
In the feed, no, in the feed.
Oh, in the feed. In the feed. Yeah, like I've been giving mine oregano and what else did I just give them? Oh gosh, I can't even think of it. But yeah, I give mine some good stuff like that, oregano seed and stuff.
Yeah. And
But
then if you need to, and not that, I get, we're getting into chickens here, but it's all shungite too. But you can use the whole thing. All of these correlate over from shungite beehives. You can use the mushroom extracts on chickens. You can use colloidal silver, because sometimes again, for listeners that don't know, sometimes chickens have, I don't know, facial issues, things going on, they peck each other, stuff happens.
Yeah,
So
give them a
yep,
spray of
I
silver
know
in the
you get
face.
it. There you go, right in their face. It's
Yep.
antibiotic.
Yeah, and Epsom salt baths, I do that a lot. But
Yeah, that'll do it too.
yeah, I got the beehives are on the back edge by the alley of the house, and then I got a big barn building that I built. We get into cars around here. My sons and I are into cars too. But and the other end of the yard is where all the chickens and the ducks and that. And then I got the garden that's been closed off for the summertime. Now they get to go in there because I've opened up the garden for them to finish cleaning it for me. And like I say, I have a small yard. I'm the first house over the tracks in my neighborhood. Everybody knows me. People always stop by for eggs and stuff. It's funny.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you got a lot of them. I know I've raised ducks as well, so I know you don't have any slugs or snails anymore.
No.
Yeah.
The copper in the garden, copper wiring through the garden keeps the slugs out and stuff and does a great job for helping it grow. My garden exploded. I got a freeze dryer, so I freeze dry a lot of my food.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I've done some.
Invested in one of those, and that's very helpful.
Yeah, it's a lot more convenient than canning, like I used to do for years. That takes a lot more
Oh,
time.
yeah, you scramble up the eggs, freeze dry them, and then you get powdered eggs.
Yeah, you're bringing me back to my, well, it's Veterans Day. You'd say you're taking me back to my military days because I'm thinking, going down the field, hey, open up a bag of powder, add some water. There's your eggs.
Yep.
Eggs with air quotes. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, have you used Shung? So you're a car guy. Have you? I don't know how much you're into shungite other than bees. So, have you tried using shungite magnets or anything? You may not even know about them,
Oh, I
but.
wear a medallion daily. I've been wearing a medallion for months now, daily. And then, like I say, I drink it with my copper water. I got the chips in my copper. My wife, she watches TV so much, I put a bowl of shungite in front of her, in front of her TV, stuff like that. But
Yeah.
I do use it daily use, basically. I like I say, I wear mine every day.
Yeah,
And I
no.
got rocks all over right where we're sitting, or I'm sitting. I got just shungite chips laying around the whole area here, just absorb whatever.
No, it has an effect. I've come across three studies in the last, well, last day that were done in the last 2 months I've yet to talk about on shungite. What scientists and physicists and here, there, and wherever have been using it for even these past few months. And yeah, it all ties in together. And that's a cool part because, some people think, oh, a bunch of magic black rocks laying around. Sure, it's all the placebo
Yeah, no,
effect.
I
It's.
believe it works because I just watch the bees and I can tell how it just does for them.
Yeah, you're not convincing the bees to go perform or, so, and we all know that's not a thing. Nobody is going to train bees.
And it
That's
keeps
like.
them calm. I mean, I
Yeah.
could stand there, never get stung. Well, I get stung once in a great while, and it doesn't bother me. It's like a vaccine, a good vaccine. I'm anti-vaccine, but that's the good vaccine.
Exactly. That's a good way of looking at that. Yeah. No, it's similar with mine too. You can walk out there again. And when you're getting down in there deep, yanking frames out and pulling comb apart, what?
Yeah.
You're going to piss them off. You're in their house yanking walls out.
Yeah, and actually I've done that barehanded and stuff before too, and it's really, it just depends on the weather conditions more or less if I'm gonna wear a veil or not to go in there.
And the moon, believe it or not. Yeah, that's a thing
Yeah,
too.
yeah.
So, because I made the
I mean
mistake not paying attention to that the other day, not the other week, and all of a sudden there's all kinds of moon stuff happening that I wasn't aware of, and I'm kind of making fun of it, but it's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
So,
yeah. I see it with all the animals.
oh, of course, and humans too. I mean, especially in mystical wares, when we know something's going on, pick your solar event or lunar event. It's a thing energetically, and we sure see it in a place like this.
Well, I deer hunt and turkey hunt also. And
Oh yeah, you see it.
yeah. So you watch a lot with that.
Now, the moon, you're talking about a full moon effect? A
Yeah, how it
full
affects
or
the
yeah.
deer.
Yeah,
Okay.
or any of the lunar other ones, because remember, there's blood moons, there's lots of stuff.
Well, I was interested in the effect of the moon because of a book I read where this guy had his job took him to Geneva quite often for months. And when he'd get to Geneva, he'd feel awful. And then when he'd leave, he'd feel good again. So he dove into it, and what he found out was happening was in the area of Geneva, they have mountains, and the ion, positive negative ions in the air actually change depending on what's happening with the winds, because as the winds blow the air down the mountain, you end up with negative ions, which is not good for anybody. And he did this whole study on it, and it was just absolutely fascinating. And then I came across another document that was talking about the effect of the full moon. And interestingly enough, when you've got a full moon, it's actually close to the Earth, and the ionization on Earth goes more negative than positive. So people who are out there being crazy on a full moon, it's because of the ionization change.
Oh
And
yeah.
you know, I have a friend of mine that lives in the area, and her husband was a cocaine user, and he wouldn't do it except on full moons. And I said, okay, I said, let me help you out here. And I, at the time, because I'd gotten so much into the ionization concept, I had an ozone system, and we put the ozone system in here, her house. And after that was in, that was, keeping the ionizations in a positive ion. Well, lo and behold, he never did cocaine again. Never.
Wow. Well, it
So.
does. The moon does affect mental health in that. I have a bipolar son, and I know how certain times of the year, especially come the fall, and the moon, you can see a big change in people like that.
Well, get him an ionizer.
Yeah, I should think into that. I have to look into that.
You don't need an ozone system. You can just use things that put out the right kind of ions into your environment. And I swear by them, because I've seen too much data from it, not just because I've read about it, but because I've seen the effects on people.
Well, they should look into it for more of the people these days because there's so many people with mental health issues. It's really, where is it happening? Why is it happening?
Yeah, but this is a simple fix, and they never look for simple fixes. They look
The
for some
negative
chemistry.
ion generator is what you
Let
want.
me give you some chemical. No, just change the ionization.
Oh, I'm definitely anti-pharmaceutical. I haven't been to a doctor in 6 years. I'm 68 years old. I've got arthritis pains and everything, but I haven't seen a doctor in 6 years. I just don't need one.
Well, I'm 77, and I haven't seen a doctor in about 50 years.
Yeah, I avoid them. Last time it was in 2019, in August of 2019, before all the COVID and that, I had pneumonia, and that was because I was sanding drywall without a mask on, and I caused it myself. But that's the last time I've been to a doctor.
Yeah. No, you have to go, I mean, good Lord, the human race has been around for a long time. We didn't have pharmaceuticals, and yet we survived.
Yeah, I have supplements and vitamins and natural.
Yeah.
Like, I love grounding. I go barefoot most of the year until it gets cold out. I was probably barefoot up to about 2 weeks ago. Everybody thinks I'm crazy because I walk around barefoot all the time.
Well, you probably don't bring in that much dirt into her house. She should be she should be grateful.
My feet, I just had to scrub my feet with a scrub brush every night.
That's
But
funny.
I'm into grounding. I got the grounding bed sheets and stuff. I believe in it. It actually helps. I have an ankle that was shattered heel and a broken ankle on the left side. And when it's swollen and aching, I would go outside barefoot and walk around the house out in the grass and that, and it would actually start feeling better within a few minutes.
Well, I have I don't know if you've played with shungite rubber.
No.
Okay, I believe that shungite rubber is a natural grounder. How it would work, I'm not exactly sure, but I know that if I don't have the shungite rubber in my shoes, I know I don't have it in the shoes.
See, now that would be a good sole for a shoe.
Yeah, but you don't even need that. Just the Chungite rubber, you just put it, and you don't need much. That's the thing about it. Well, now when I say Chungite rubber, I'm talking about silver Chungite rubber that you get from Derek. I don't know anybody else that does this, but when you put it in the bed, when you put a strip of it, or because it comes in different shapes, let's say one is long and then you got the flat ones, you can cut them. But when I put them in the bed, now I've got people that come and visit me and they always like, I had such a wonderful sleep. Yeah, at the bottom of your feet you were on Shungite rubber, you just didn't know it because it's in the bed. Every time I change the sheets I put the rubber back down, and not that I'm saying not to do the grounding, I'm not saying that, but I say for a lot of people, before you go into the expense of grounding systems for your bed, give Shungite rubber a try.
No, I've had the sheets for quite a while, and I even actually check them to make sure they're still good, and they are. I've got a good set of sheets, but I sleep great with them. I get a straight sleep every night. I only sleep 6 hours a night, but I get a good straight 6 hours.
Yeah.
And I do wear my Shungite metal even at bed, so.
Yeah. Mark, is there anything you'd like to ask or comment on?
Yeah, a couple questions. We know you from the what do you call it, Shungite Beehives Facebook group and your awesome videos and updates. One question is, how do you know, or when do you feel like to put a video up? I mean, you have a lot, but like those are some quality stuff. You get to see the bees play with the Shungite, and also tell us more about the copper, your copper applications, because Derek has a Shungite electroculture thing. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but yeah, just more on the copper stuff. And then when do you post videos or pictures in the group?
Oh, I do. I got a friend of mine that likes to see the bees, and every so often he'll ask me to show me what I'm doing. And I got to actually put a Rumble channel as Grandpa Goober, because that's my nickname, Grandpa Goober. And I got a Rumble channel where I couldn't fit them all on the Facebook channel, so I had to put them on a Rumble channel because they can do longer videos. But I just do them up, every so often. I'll do my chicken, my mini farm. I called the roosters. I've done videos on culling roosters, and matter of fact, I got to cull about six roosters Thursday and about 10 ducks I'm going to do. People are asking for ducks for Christmas dinners and stuff, and I just got too many. So, but yeah, and then with the grounding, I use copper wire. Get some thick copper wire. You run it up a wooden post, maybe about 2 feet off the ground. Spray it out to the top so it absorbs the air, and then run a lake maybe through the ground, a couple of feet into the ground. And I do it in different sections of the yard and all around the yard. It grounds the garden area, and it keeps pests out, like slugs and that, really very minimal. And my garden explodes. It just my the neighbors can't believe how their gardens don't do anything like mine. Mine just goes crazy. But then again, chicken shit. It helps too. But yeah, I got a very fertilized garden. It works good. And I believe the copper does great with it. And I put copper in my bird water all the time and my own water. And I think the copper helps real, very helpful in a garden.
Yeah, the show is pretty big on copper here. Myself, I do high dose copper, like 30, 40 milligrams a day. And it's almost as important as the sun as far as health. And so many people are just so depleted with it that we have to supplement. And it shows with your garden and your animals and even you, how it raises your energy and life force. So, I don't know. I think that's all the questions I got. Any?
Yeah, I stay quite busy with them. Like I say, I retired. I needed something to keep me busy. So, I hunt, I fish, and take care of my animals and my grandkids.
Going back to the copper, I was at this well, it was a fair, and there's a woman there, excuse me, and she is got some of the most incredible amber. She gets it from the Baltic Sea, and It's just beautiful stuff, and I always go over and I bought from her before. It's really, really good quality. But she had some copper bracelets there, and I said, "Oh, I hadn't seen them before." And then I picked them up, and they had magnets. And
Yeah, I've seen them. I've been interested in doing that myself,
well,
getting some.
you gotta be careful, because magnets work. Except you have to be very, very knowledgeable about the polarity on the magnet. Because if you've got the, and I forget, don't quote me on this, I think you have to have the positive side down versus up. Because again, it's energy and the way energy is flowing. You might know more about it, Derek, if it's up or, positive up or down. But if you don't have the correct polarization of the magnet on your skin, going into your body, then you can actually take out energies. And they've used the opposite of the good, whatever it is, to be able to help people with nerve. If you've got a nerve problem, that seems to help that. But for most people, you have to be very, very cautious of the magnets. Because we took, well, we make these magnets that are, you take shungite resin and you put the magnet in it and you put it on your refrigerator. The refrigerator becomes the shungite refrigerator. And you can't believe how long your vegetables last, how long the milk and cream lasts, and I believe that it also detoxifies food because it always tastes better if it's been in the refrigerator. It lasts much longer in a shungite refrigerator. But the reason we ever found the that effect was that I was into the magnetic thing, and I had my partner at the time, Walt Silva. I said, make me take some shungite resin and put a magnet in it. I want to see what happens when it's made into a bracelet. So I made these bracelets that had a shungite resin with a magnet in it, and I didn't take that off for, oh gee, at least 8 years. And then one day the bracelet broke. And I said, whoa, I said the elastic must be worn out. So I redid it and everything. I put it back on. Within days, boom. I mean, it just kind of explodes. There's beads all over the place. And I said, well, obviously, I don't need this anymore. It's like, for whatever reason, I don't need this anymore. But that's one of the, his mother actually, Walt's mother said, well, why don't you try putting it on the refrigerator? So I said, oh, that's a good idea. And I stuck that thing on the refrigerator, and I honestly took a step back because of the energy that came off of that refrigerator. Because not only was it working with the shungite and the magnets, it was taking the electric system in the refrigerator and you adjusting that energy. And so I tell people, I say, you need to have that magnet on your refrigerator. All you need is one. But the same thing happens if you put it on a car. Your gas, even anywhere on the car that's got metal, not your engine, it'll melt the resin. But, and you can get these from Derek, okay? Shungite magnets. And you put them on the car or any automobile thing. And what it does is it purifies the gas. Now we know it's a purification so that the gas is more efficient. And we've had reports of unbelievable gas mileage after you put one of these things on your car. And I had one, and I'm going to the same auto mechanic that I go to for just to, change the oil, that type of thing. And the little guy that always worked on the car, I'm sitting there and I'm watching him and I'm going like, why is he dancing? He was like dancing around the car. And he looks up at me and he says, "Oh, mama, I love this car." I'm going, "You've been working on it for probably 10 years at that point, because it's a 20-year-old car." I said, "What was it?" And I realized it was a shungite. He was actually, he must, you know, and he was actually feeling the energy coming off the car and being very uplifted by it. So, I mean, that's
Cool.
just one example. I mean, I could give you know, I could spend an hour talking about the different things that the magnets do, but it's something to consider. And Derek, you want to say anything about that?
Well, I mean, the shungite affects, so not just fuel on the car, but the whole, because just like humans, there's lots of energies that make us up, not just one. So even the same thing applies to cars. So we can generalize that as what we call orgone energy, and shungite affects that. So actually, there's also less resistance on the motor of the car as it's running, so it doesn't have to fight as much. And so then there's less strain, so there's better fuel efficiency. So there's lots of energetic moving parts to how shungite affects humans and vehicles, or refrigerators, or freezers. You know, then in those cases, we're talking about, you know, various kind of cooling pumps and just different things. But it affects them all in a beneficial way. The only time I've seen it where it had a negative effect, and wouldn't be negative, but it was the end of the useful lifespan, it's called, of that appliance. And I've since learned that term, Nancy, since taking the home inspections tours. Yeah. So, but that's a thing. And then, yeah, that device, whatever it was at the time they had shungite magnets to, well, it started trying to run at full performance, and it was a 40-year-old freezer or something like that. So I mean, stuff can happen. But no, it always has a beneficial effect. It just removes energetic resistances, and we can use that same term with a refrigerator, freezer, car, or a human. And we like to term those things stresses, anxieties, and stuff like that. But same thing with bees. They have different energies that are around them, and they pick up or feel a certain way when they come back from flying through all those EMF waves out there and all that stuff. Cell phones and, you know, everybody's Wi-Fi if they're in neighborhoods. So they come back,
Yeah, it detoxes them.
and it's absolutely what it does. You know that. You see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Now, does
is there
shungite
anything?
emit
Go
a
ahead.
frequency?
Well, yeah, anything emits a frequency, but I don't know if it has an actual, you know, a number to it specifically, because again, there's
Right.
forms of shungite. So it's more of a, I like to visualize as a desktop fan. It kind of removes, or, you know, gets everything just, you know, less cohesive if it's negative. That's kind of a weird way.
Absorbs it.
Yeah, you can say it that way. And then it's always a play of words, because we've talked about that in
Yeah.
the beach. I use that beach description where the sand on the beach, yes, it absorbs the impact or energy from a wave.
Yeah, like salt would absorb moisture.
Yeah, usually, salt actually will grab in moisture where we're talking
Right.
atmosphere.
Well,
Yeah.
inside of cars in the wintertime, it's great.
Yeah. It'll dissipate it or dampen it. Its
Yeah.
effect is another way. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but yeah, I put shungite around the house. I got it next to my bedstand, and now I'm gonna probably put a pu couple of rocks inside the fridge.
Oh, you can. And what, and Mark even again mentioned, so we have something called the shungite. Not that you need them, because you have copper out there already. But for somebody with plants in the house, shungite electro culture rods or something like that, we call them. Use,
Yeah.
yeah, copper. And then with it, and there's a small, we call it cosmic silver shungite. So I actually take some shungite and put it in a rock tumbler with hundreds of little silver bars. They're actually the shape of little bars and other types of silver or shapes, and tumble them for several days and then pull it out, and that's coats it with silver. So we'll take that as an ingredient in these electroculture rods, and they're spiral, so they actually call them something or other. But yeah, they'll work for inside houses as well, and not just plants. So actually, anybody listening, well, they're little energy devices. I'm just giving you the suggestion, put in a plant. That it's an energy connector kind of think. I don't want to jump topics here totally, but think like energy devices of pyramids all over the planet way back when. Well, they would connect to etheric energies. Anybody working with copper, as you found out, even in your garden or on these devices I'm talking about in your house, can tune in. They're an antenna to etheric energies or frequencies.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I use the copper. That's
Yep,
why the garden
exactly.
produces so well.
Yeah, that's awesome
I
that you.
actually put shungite chips around the hive on the ground too, in the
I do the
front
same
of
thing.
the hive, and it seems to be good for that.
Exactly. I don't know that I've mentioned that either, so you did on your own. I do the same thing. I have an abundance of shine guys, so I'm pretty, use it. But yeah, that's a great idea. You can dust the outside if you need to, of hives. Then it can shungite powder. I'm talking about, so get some fine powder in a spoon, whatever, and blow it on the exterior, and it'll get in some of those nooks and crannies where the bees then will propolis from the inside too. Yeah. So, and that'll also inhibit or other critters from getting in there. You would think it would draw them, but no, it works to the benefit of the intended recipient, I guess. So the bees.
Yeah, the bees. I'm really having fun with bees. This is my first year with it, and I'm enjoying them a lot. And to mix it with my garden and my chickens and stuff, it's really a good time. Like I said, I have a mini farm. My yard is so small, it's unbelievable what I've gotten it.
Yeah, but look at the effect you're having. So the size doesn't matter. I mean, I've had small farms too, and or no farms, and
Yeah,
still put out a
this is
great.
basically a backyard with no grass.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, and you're probably getting better food than you buy at a store anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And those bees, of course, So for listeners now, when they're full hives with a couple of boxes, I'm going to be general here. It looked like Joseph was using Langstroth hives. I know you mentioned an 8-frame one.
Yeah.
So 8 and 10. Yeah. So those can get to about 50,000 bees per hive when they're full and everything's going, give or take. And you just pull it, you again, this is for listeners. I'm sure you know this, Joseph. For listeners, you'd pull out a frame and count so many bees per frame, and you can do some math from there. And then depending on the frames, so is generally how it's done. But you can get a lot of bees, and I guarantee you, Joseph does not have enough, pollination or flowers in that 75-foot yard for those bees. So he's hooking up everybody locally.
Oh yeah, like I say, right off the river.
Yep, that's
There's
great.
a lot of stuff on this river. Wildflowers all over.
Oh, so you're on the, okay. I forgot you said that. So have
Yeah,
you
I'm right by the river.
throw some shungite nuggets in the river then?
I
Yeah, get that going out there, and you'll be part
got a
of.
good walleye hole right at the end of the street here. Maybe I'll throw them over
Don't, okay, then keep that spot to yourself because you're going to have the
there.
best
Yeah.
spot. And I'll tell you what, we have something you probably don't know about. If you get bored on Mysticalore's website, there's some spot on there you can find called the Shungite Grid Project. You're technically already part of that. It's in essence a Shungite beekeeper or anybody with Shungite or somebody that flings it into your walleye spot you're talking about.
Yeah.
We put those on the map on Google, and there's Google Maps spot, and I'll leave it there. But that's a thing where I don't know how many thousands of people have done that now. So you'll affect that river in lots of ways. So that's a great way, not just for your fishing hole.
Yeah. My fishing hole is just walking right down the end of the alley and popping in the line.
Yeah, there you go. I'd throw a couple few nuggets right in that spot and just see if it doesn't change. Because just like the
Oh yeah,
bees
we've
are
gotten
drawn to
4 or 5 pound walleyes out of there already.
well, you may not need shungite then. You may end up with 10 pounds.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so Mark and Nancy, did either of you have any other questions for Joseph? Otherwise, we may turn it into fishing stories here, and I might do that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
maybe
also hunting
other
too. I got gray
shungite
mountain down
application.
here too. Monster bucks.
What was that, Mark?
Oh, other shungite applications other than for the garden, the chickens, and the bees that you do, Joseph.
I just for myself, I wear the shungite. I drink it through my copper cup and stuff, and I push it every time I see a bee thing, somebody talk about save the bees. I push shungite on there. I comment all the time about shungite on Facebook, on YouTube. Anybody starts commenting about bees, I'm right in there with shungite.
Derek, tell them about your book.
Probably the shungite book, I'm guessing. Yeah, I don't know, Joseph, but I think it's free on the website somewhere, but I have this year actually wrote a couple books, but the main one is Shungite Unveiled. So it's where I get into all of that and talk about the various uses for shungite, not just on bees, but on different, and we've talked about it already with you, but some farm animals and pets and all sorts of things during construction. And I was going to mention also, Nancy, one of you actually, Mark asked Joseph about other uses. Well, and again, I know this is a little off topic, and I'll bring it back to the books. But what I've done, Joseph, just to kind of bring you in, because I'm sure you don't know, but I'm becoming a licensed Washington State home inspector. I've got one test left to take. And what I've been learning from that is that, well, I can spread, and don't everybody go do this either. It's dangerous. But I found the spots on, for example, roofs where I can put shung guides. So what I'm getting at here, and I don't want to get into a lot of specifics, but being that, becoming that home inspector, I'm crawling up in attics, going to crawl spaces, basements, around, finding more spots that would be beneficial for shung guiding. We'll do a show on this in the future. But there are a lot of places for that where it would help, well, namely energetically, because we don't think about a lot of these parts and pieces of a house, you know, because we usually live in a house. We're not all crawling under them or up in the attic or things like that. So it's usually, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And
Yeah,
again,
I do a lot of that. I used to do
okay.
heating and air conditioning for a while too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a great example then, especially on the HVAC systems because of
Yep.
the frequencies, energies. Yep. You get it. Or even if it's a mini split, as people have nowadays in a lot of places where the main part's outside and there's a part inside. But
Right.
yeah, and Nancy, I will actually, there's one of the podcasts coming in the future, the home health inspections podcast that her and I'll be on, and we'll talk about that later, but we'll get into some of that as well.
Well, if you think about it, they outlawed lead paint, and the real reason is because he blocked frequencies in homes and stuff. You can't get a Wi-Fi signal if you got lead paint in your bedroom and that. And now,
Yes.
instead, you can use shungite instead of lead paint if you want to make yourself a Faraday broom or something.
Yep, exactly. We've got a shungite room here behind my office here, and it's literally called the shungite room for I don't even know how long now. And yeah, it's a thing. You'll definitely feel it. And that's why I mean, there's another, again, I won't get too much into that, but something going on behind the scenes where we're gonna build actual couple rooms for people to experience their own shungite room. So what the bees are feeling, and we'll have some other rooms that aren't shungite painted, so then you know they can actually feel the difference. So that's going to be pretty exciting to, again, in essence, have humans walk into a shungite beehive and experience what the bees are feeling or aren't feeling, because that's more of what happens.
Right.
Yeah, you get it exactly. So
Yeah.
yeah, so that'd be, and anybody listening too, you can do this now. Don't wait for anything. Get online. I'd recommend our shungite powder with silver particles that a lot of people don't know about. And we're the only ones that do that. We call it cosmic silver shungite. But we do at Mystical Wares have a fine shungite powder. I think we sell it by the pound with silver particles in it. And you would add that to your paint. And then if you're painting a beehive, of course, you know, Joseph, it's the exterior.
Right.
But for the listeners, it's the walls of your bedroom. And throw it in a whatever color paint you want. You don't have to have black paint. Did you color your paint at all on your beehives or just?
No, actually, I used the white paint and the shungite turned it gray.
There you go, exactly. And sometimes my first times using it, I didn't blend it really well, but it didn't matter because then I'd get streaks through there as I paint, which kind of looked really cool. Then I had this like leopard looking beehive.
Well, I went kind of heavy. I went with almost a whole pound of dust into
Oh
the
my
beginning of
gosh.
the paint.
Well,
So,
you didn't hurt them. You did. That's,
no.
yeah.
So, and like I said, I've seen the difference. They
You will.
are attracted to the swarm boxes that are painted in shungite.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you even brought that up. I was going
Yeah.
to say, like that much shungite powder in the paint is like me with a cupcake. I want, you know, 6 inches of frosting on the thing,
You're
but you
right.
don't need it. Yeah, but that's awesome. And then, yeah, the swarm boxes too. So you said basically, in essence, and when he was saying that, listeners and Nancy Mark, he said wooden ones. So in essence, you probably want put smaller beehives out there or something with some frames in it, because you
Right,
wouldn't.
that's
Yeah,
what it is.
I
It's a
thought so.
small size beehive that you're trying to catch the wild bees in.
Exactly. Yeah, and yeah. So usually, so for people that want to do this, just like Joseph did, you can find a local beekeeper, try and go treatment free. If you can't, or the treatments that Joseph is using, which are not as harmful to bees at all compared to these
Oh yeah,
acids and
I just use
things.
the lemongrass oil and then
Exactly.
shungite.
Yeah, and he's talking about to draw them, everybody. So that
Right.
lemongrass oil is an attractant. So they'll smell that. So don't go wearing lemongrass oil if you're out at the beach somewhere. Yeah. or people that use, you know, various essential oils with that in it. Well, okay. If you're wondering, well, yeah, the bees really like you. Well, that's why. So, or if you do want to attract bees, let's say somebody has a garden and they don't have a beehive, but they want to draw some of Joseph's or my bees over there. Well, then we just told you lemongrass oil. You can put that in, and I don't have to get specific here, but a thing.
Spray it on anything,
There you
just
go.
a cloth
Exactly.
in the air.
And then you can put that cloth in another thing with holes in it, so it lasts a little longer. You can all get where I'm going here visually as what's it called, like a freshener kind of deal. Yeah, but with lemongrass oil, and then you'll draw the bees to your garden and/or shungite bird bath, bee bath. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the swarm thing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to putting the boxes up in the spring.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it, when you go out there and all of a sudden you walk up and it's full of bees. And they're
Well,
gone.
that I'm really can't wait till spring also when I can start harvesting the honey because I'm looking forward to having the shungite honey.
Oh yeah, you'll definitely love that, especially coming
Because
from.
basically it's the honey bees with the shungite, the honey will be a shungite honey. It'll just have that
Exactly.
shungite in it.
Yep. Another add-on you can do, and if you're not familiar with all this, I don't know if you've been to the Shungite Bees page on various websites, but there's more info on there to where you can actually put shungite powder in a little container. I used to put it in like a little coin container that you can open up, so a little tray, I'll just call it that. Put some powder in there, slide it right at the entrance or inside, and the bees will walk through. So think a little shungite sandbox. That kind of gets the bees.
Right, and then they'll just distribute it through the whole hive.
And push it in the entrance because, powder in the breeze outside doesn't last long. So that's a thing. So put it right in the entrance and you'll notice it. They'll go down there, they'll walk all through it, then they'll walk all through the honeycomb. Now you don't just have shungite honey, you have shungite honeycomb. And as you know, they reuse those then. That's for the listeners now, those are nurseries, of course, and or containers for honey. So now it's a shungite container and a nursery for the baby bees. So there's lots of ways of looking at that. That's why I recommend the powder as well. Now, just the bees aren't kind of wiping their feet energetically at the entrance to the house. Yeah, they're hooking up the little ones inside by, in essence.
Garrett, and plus it
Go ahead.
helps their immunities to fight off mites and all of
Oh, all of that and bacteria and virus. Oh, yeah. Go
that.
ahead, Nancy.
Derek, when you first put the powder out there on your first hives that you put the shungite on, it was gone within 6 or 7 hours. They kept walking through it until it was gone. It didn't just sit there. You remember that?
Yeah, and that's why we put out an image too. So for the listeners, what she's talking about, we had a somewhere out there on the website. We had a zoom in picture of a bee with their little furry legs and a shungite powder stuck to it, and they were walking through these little trays of powder, coming and going. So when they were leaving the hive, and they could avoid this little tray, everybody. So it wasn't 12 inches long. I didn't put a trough there. They had to walk through, and they can fly anyway. They would intentionally walk towards this little 2-inch diameter tray, walk through the powder, get it on the legs, fly out to these glyphosate-laden fields. Shungite, look it up if you're not aware of this, anybody, but it actually, shungite affects glyphosate. Roundup weed killer is what I'm saying. And other toxins and free radicals stuff out there that's harmful. And whether the bees knew it logically or not, who knows? Not worried about, but it definitely stuck with them. So they had, in essence, their little shungite pendants with them on their legs as they went out into the fields that were being sprayed. And there's no way all that powder stayed on the bees. So then they became part of the shungite gridding project, the bees I'm talking about, when you add powder, because you're obviously not flying around with a nugget. But if you give it to them in powder form, they got a leg full of nuggets in their
Well,
size.
when they're going in and out and they're rubbing up against the shungite nugget, they're actually pulling off little pieces of shungite on them.
Oh, they'll be small particles, yeah. But I like
Yeah.
to just, you might as well give them a big old, other version of it, which then they can transfer into the
Well,
hive and or out.
we know this because remember when you had the three nuggets, and we always like to tell people to use three because of a magical three. It's just use three. And when you went to take care of the hives at winter time, you found out that the nuggets that you had put there had been worn down, so they all look like mountains. And the other thing was is the bees had glued it with populus, yeah, the glued stuff that they
Populous.
make. Yeah. And
Populous.
they had glued it to the so it wouldn't fall off the hive. And Derek said anything that they don't want on a hive, they get rid of. So not only did they want it there, but it stayed there because they had glued it there. And the other thing is there was no colony collapse. And that's because these little guys had shungite that was mitigating the electromagnetic fields that were screwing up his their navigation. I believe that the collapse was occurring because of electromagnetic off of the wires and the technology. And the reason I'm so sure of this is because I took a study of the bee collapse, because what was happening is you'd have a real loss of bees, and then after at least a year, but mostly like in 2 years, that colony collapse wasn't as prevalent. And that's because the bees had adjusted to this new system that they had put in. So I took and I compared the technological advancement. So when you have a two, a Wi-Fi 2 system, yeah, that's when it started. Then it seemed to adjust for a few years. And then they put in three, and boom, another collapse of colonies all over the world. And every time they made a new change, the bees got confused, couldn't get back to their hive. And I don't think it takes too long before a bee dies if they're not back in their hive. And so it didn't happen. But then they would adjust again. Now, unfortunately, with the 5G that they got out there, it's really, really bad. So, again, we're having another situation where it's bad, but not as bad as it could be. And I think that's because of the Shanghai grid. I mean, it was last time I looked at that grid, the count was over 100,000 people had been there and said, I've got Shanghai on the grid. So all over the world. And there's people that aren't reporting it to us. But Shungite is a phenomena that is, well, when we started out and Derek started talking about Shungite beehives, people started picking up on it. And I said, do you know how many? And Derek, answer that question. Do you know how many beehives or Shungite beehives all over the world?
Oh no, because that's an evolving thing, but it's many thousands because I know of certain groups that have, they're trying it on several thousand hives. So again, it depends how you do the math. And then, no, I don't have an exact number, but it's not hundreds, it's many thousands. And I get good feedback all the time, on it and different uses. So no, there's no way to really, have that number, but it's a lot and they're having great results.
Even India, the country of India,
They're the
approached
ones in the
Derek to go over
thousands.
to India to be able to put in Shungite, because that's a farming environment basically, and they had a lot of tragedy over there with the farms and the genetic modified seeds, and oh my God, what a nightmare. But the government of India was interested in it, right?
Yep, that's funny because just now in the background, I had to unmute there. I was just Googling, I was looking for that email. Yeah, because I don't, some group affiliate, whoever, a group affiliated or that runs the bees for the government or something. Yeah, I don't remember how that actually laid out, but yes, it was the country's, in essence, largest bee group. So, and there was a lot of beehives. So, there were a couple issues there. I think it was getting there was part of the issue. But anyway, yeah, and then pick your continent. There's so many Shanghai beekeepers out there, whether it's one hive or, 1,000 hives. It just depends. And a lot of them
If it
don't
weren't
report.
for Shungite, I probably wouldn't be as successful as I am with the bees right now, because that's how I caught my bees.
That's why I'm trying to get new beekeepers to do it so they don't learn the wrong way or think they have to do it this other way initially, because that's usually the way it is. Well, I was taught this way and that's the only way. And so I like that you did it on your own and thought, well, let's give this crazy black rock a try. And all of a
Oh
sudden,
yeah, I'm glad I did. A friend of mine sent me the TikTok on it, and I just went from there, and I'm happy he did.
that's good. You're a good success story. That's awesome. And hopefully you find, and maybe we'll have you on in the future again when you're able to tell us, we got some neighbors that did it as well. And now your hives are this. And actually, let's just plan that if you're open to it, Joseph, in the spring when everything starts opening up again. So
Sure.
months, yeah. We'll you and I'll chit chat about our Shanghai beehives. And talk about how they, made it through the winter and what's happening and this, that, and the other. So that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this Saturday when it turns 70 degrees so I can open up the hives and check one more time.
I'm looking for the same thing. So I don't think it's going to be this Saturday for me, but on the next warm day. Yeah, and for the listeners too. So I always like to kind of elaborate a little bit so they know, but we don't open the hives. Definitely not below, say, 60 degrees, but the 70,
Right.
yeah, and the 70 is a lot better. Because again, just think about the roof of your house being taken off and those temperatures. It can be a lot. It can be detrimental to the babies in there, and then they have to
Yeah,
reseat.
I'm not going to dive that deep. I'm staying to the top just to feed, but I'm still looking forward to seeing how they look,
Yeah, we were
especially
looking at
up
your
in the
hives.
snow.
Yeah, that's great that you had the feeders right on top, in a box itself.
Yeah.
Because just so you know, that's a great idea. Because a lot of people, well, I'll also again elaborate this for the listeners. So what he has is another, it's Langstroth, so the rectangular-ish box on top of his beehive, and in that he puts his feeders so that the feeders aren't then, and then the lids on top of that, so his feeders aren't exposed to the elements, which is
Yeah,
another.
and those are insulated too. I insulated the tops too.
Yep, that's great idea. That way, yeah, the bees don't have to come outside to hit the pantry. And it looked like you probably had honey in those mason jars.
I mix up the pollen with sugar and water.
Okay.
And it's a pollen mix that I make up, and
Okay.
then the candies too, the peppermint candies.
Yeah.
They devour it. I go through bags of these peppermint candies. I get them at the Dollar General for a buck and a half, and they'll eat bags of
Yeah, I've never actually used candies.
them.
I've heard of that though. I've heard lots of different ways of people, doing things. But yeah, I mean, from
Serious, my
my.
hive beetles have been real. I've hardly found just a couple of hive beetles at all. It's just
Yep.
not a problem.
Yep. And that's a shungite thing. Oh, yeah. And same with the mites, all of that.
Yep.
And you can, I
Yeah,
don't know if
that
you.
helps the immunities. It just helps them build up the strength to keep all that crap out of there.
Yeah. Have you tried spritzing the inside of your hives with colloidal silver yet or
Yeah,
anything?
I did that with the when I started them out. When I
Okay.
started them out, I
Yeah.
sprayed the insides colloidal and then shungite on the outsides, and I keep the rocks and chips all over on the tops and the doorway and everything.
I don't know if you use smokers much on them, but I mean, because there are, of course, mushrooms and different things you can use in smokers just for an act.
Yeah, I only use a smoker if I'm going in deep, and
Exactly.
like I say, I like to work without the smoker. They don't
Exactly.
bother me. They're real calm with me.
Yep. Nope. That's exactly how I find it too. I mean, the smoker's like sitting over there rusting in the corner. Yeah. It depends, of course, like if Joseph and I went out, some neighbor was saying, "I'm moving, come grab my hive," and they've been chemically treated. Well, that's a different story. You go jumping in those
Yeah.
guys. Yeah. As you'll know, but with shungite ones, nah, they're chill. It's not a big deal. Don't go squishing one and you're going to be okay, because then you won't trigger certain responses. We're getting probably pretty far in here. Nancy, Mark, I want to open it up again to you guys. Do you have any questions for Joseph?
Well, I'm just, the concept of when you get the Nooks, which is a starter kit. You gotta try to find the ones that are not vaccinated. How did you tell me they were being vaccinated? Because, you say vaccination, I think needle. I'm going, no, it's not like that.
No, it's usually in their food or something like that. Yeah, they're
Yeah.
native bees. Some there's aerosol types as well that they'll eventually it'll pass through their exoskeletons in certain spots. But long story short, in their food. But yeah, I get unvaccinated bees. So it's. I mean,
And
what's your? Go ahead.
ones that haven't been chemically treated, because
Correct.
I remember when you were starting up another year and you got them from California, and the bees that you got in that nook were incredibly aggressive, and they went into the shungite hive and they came out and they were like, "Oh, isn't life wonderful? No aggression whatsoever." As a matter of fact, you took a hammock and put it up over the hives.
Yeah, and not everybody like, and I have no idea in Joseph's area, but or anybody listening, but not everybody has access to an apiary or beekeeper that provides nooks, and if they do, they often don't even provide unvaccinated bees. And usually they don't say anything. They'll just say, is it a Carniolan? Is it Italian? Is it blah, blah, blah? And that's all you'll really know. Or a Russian bee. And they won't even talk about whether they're vaccinated or not. But now it's a little bit more and more.
Well, I remember the last time you picked up bees, you went and got the nooks, and you do it at night because they're wanting to be in their hive. They want to be in the nook. And you drove home in the car, and they were flying around in the car, but they were fine because you had taken Shungite Pyramid and some couple of other Shungite, big Shungite things, and the car was Shungited anyway. So even though they were coming from an area, a situation where they were getting moved and everything else, you didn't get stung.
Yeah, she's talking about when I transported my nooks. Yeah, they came from the back of a box truck with at least 1,000 other ones. I mean, the whole thing was, 14 foot tall by that much deep and blah blah blah. So when they were all coming out, oh yeah, I put little Shungite pyramids or Merkabas, whatever I had. I grabbed a bunch of just different sizes and shapes for the first introduction for those bees to Shungite. And then luckily I had a Van Nancy, so meaning. I kept the windows up. I didn't want the bees going out the windows. I didn't care if they were flying around with me. No, I absolutely did not get stung, and they were all over the place, which is great, fine, because when you're transporting bees like that, everyone, good luck on having them all stay in there. Or even if that nook or hive you're transporting is closed, well, there's other bees outside that are drawn to it that maybe didn't get inside before whoever closed it. So then they're drawn there. So there are bees everywhere, is what usually happens, especially at a pickup site, and I don't know if I shared the video or photos of it with you, Nancy, where there's literally, 50, 60 cars, trucks lined up to pick up their nooks of different types.
Well, let's just briefly talk about the truck accident and what has come of that, because now you've got a nonprofit that I think we should talk about it, because you were just talking about it a little bit earlier, but you didn't really focus on it. What's the website where you can go to get that information?
Yeah, so everybody listen, what she's talking about is the the natural beekeeperspath.com. I know it's a big mouthful, but you also understand what it is once you hear that. So the natural beekeeperspath.com. If you even get close to that on a search engine, you'll find it. And that's a 501c3 federally recognized nonprofit that I started within days of, and I'll kind of move quickly here, but I live in the Northwest, so Washington State, up in Linden, Washington, a semi truck at night, early morning, still dark, as Nancy mentioned. That's when you transport or move bees because they're at home. Was pulling out of the field and got in an accident. So 300 beehives, and the guesstimate number on that, when you do the math, is about 14 million bees, literally slid off the back of the semi truck. And the point behind the nonprofit is there was nobody set to show up. So that truck driver jumped out in flip-flops and whatever he was wearing at the time. Didn't end well for him. And then any sheriff's department that showed up, tow trucks to move anything, they all got stung and had to run. So luckily, I found out about it, and I'll go quickly through this story, but showed up there along a couple others, and we were able to manage the situation before. And because we showed up, the fire department was stopped from hosing because they were going to get in their hazmat and fire gear, which still would not have stopped the bees. They thought it was going to, would have absolutely not, because bee suits don't stop bees. And I'm not that, it. Yeah, that's not a thing. You get them antagonized enough, you're going to have the best bee suit in the world. You're going to know there's a bee in there.
They'll get you through the jeans.
Oh, they'll get you everywhere. Yeah, so even the sheriff showing up didn't have anything. So, long story short, we got there in time to start moving the bees and saving the bees that we could before the fire departments, and this is typical, everyone, foams them. They'll literally kill all the bees and beehives by spraying foam, and they have no other option. It's not a thing where you can just go out there and, convince 14 million bees in this case, and that's typical because that's just one semi truck full. So sometimes I've seen double trailers and now double the math. But because there was no way to do that, if we weren't there, they'd have died. So what the nonprofit is about, we look for anybody nationwide where they can sign up, and I hope you do, Joseph. Sign up for free at that website, and you become one of our bee first responders. So if
I think I am for this area.
that's awesome. That's fantastic. I'm glad you did it. So anybody
Yeah.
else can become a bee first responder. And what we're doing with any donations we get is we're going to build these bee emergency kits so that, for example, our sheriff, when they showed up, they're going to hear on the radio, oh, bee issue. Well, then they grab their emergency bee kit, that our nonprofit has put together by donations. And now that sheriff can actually go there and not get all stung and attacked and things like that, and maybe do their job. In addition to, and I know I'm going on here, I've put together a free nationwide plan for emergency first responders for bee accidents, because not everybody knows, don't turn on all those flashing lights everywhere. That's going to be an issue for bees that have just been flopped over in their beehive, tipped off a truck. You need to know the distances. And I'm going to kind of pause there because it goes on and on. But that stuff the first responders need to know is all for free on the website, that they can just log in on their phone right there, call us for free, go straight to my direct phone, and I'll actually get the call myself, and I'll get right on that Google list, as I call it, where I have the first responders like Joseph and myself in this area, who can show up for those accidents. So we do need support for that at thenaturalbeekeeperspath.com. And it's also .org, but I don't want to get into all that. And there's more information on this accident that Nancy, got me to talk about a little bit, because I have incredible high def video footage, lots of it, of this accident where I'm standing in the middle of it with millions of bees around me, under me, on me, where you can actually see how horrific something like this can be and why it's so important to save those 14 million bees that I was walking around. So that's the.
Yeah, I seen that accident.
Did you? Yeah. So that was a big deal. And those happen every single year in the US, more than we know, because you just don't hear about it unless, some crazy guy like me gets the bee footage, which has never happened before, or it's in your neighborhood. But these, yeah, they happen more often than not. So we're trying to get enough, I call it love donations out there for the bees, to where we can pepper the migratory routes where these transport trucks go, because these things are shipped to the beehives across the country. These ones were en route to, I think it was Tennessee in this case, for some other fields. Well, these accidents happen along those routes. So at least we want to begin along the, what I'm going to call it, the transport migratory routes where humans are driving them, because obviously that's where these accidents tend to happen. And we'll get it to the first responders along those routes first. So that's our bigger plan. I actually wrote the whole book on the thing too. It's for free on that website called The Natural Beekeeper's Path. Getting in all kinds of stuff like shungite and the moon and energies, as you know, Joseph, because you walk out there pretty chill and the bees don't mess with you. Well, that's a thing. Yeah, and there's lots of ways of describing that. So that book, it's also available on Amazon, somebody wanted the paperback version. But lots of stuff on the bees and shung, well, sh Nancy's book as well. But and then Shungite Unveiled, and then The Natural Beekeeper's Path. So there's lots of reading material out there for everybody.
The Shungite. Now, what was Nancy's book?
Shungite Reality. So Shungite
Shungite.
Reality is the first, yep, hers has been out for a couple few years now. So anybody look, Amazon too, everyone, even a Russian
It's
version.
been out there since, 19,
Years. Yep.
2019.
Mine just
Oh,
came
I
out
have to
this
get it.
year.
I'm definitely gonna have to get that.
Oh yeah, and hers has a lot more info too, not just bees. That's just the back end of the book. And I'm not dissing it. All kinds of stuff. So
I love Shungite.
reality.
I'm glad I found it.
Oh yeah. Everybody says that when they find it. That the thing is getting to find it. Yeah, that's great.
You know,
Nancy.
I'm wondering how Shungite would help with the Africanized bees that they're having so much trouble with down in Arizona and such. Because I've got a beekeeper friend that I've known down here. He's about 40 miles south of me, and he's got a very aggressive hive. And I told him to try Shungite, and he never got back to me on it, though.
Yeah, they are down there. I know my dad's in Quartzsite, Arizona. I'd possibly be going there in about a month or so. So actually, hey, anybody listening, if you're going to be in the Quartzsite area, hey, come, I'll give you some free shungite for your beehives. Anybody who shows up there. And not to, there's also a bunch of rock and gem shows going on in Quartzsite, for those that don't know. So there's a reason.
Well, Derek, you also supply and have been supplying to actual beekeepers that are going to use it for bees, a free Shungite startup kit.
Yeah, if they go to Mystical Wares, and you can type that in or go to the Shungite page within Mystical Wares, you'll come across the link. It's in the store. We ask that you pay. We didn't ask for years, but now we do ask for shipping and handling just to help us out. But no, we'll gift anybody willing to try Shungite. And even if, in your example, Joseph, you had somebody, another person beekeeper, you could order this free sample where I give you three nuggets and a small amount of powder. So basically, not the powder the pound Joseph used, and that I've done similar type things, Yeah, but enough to where you can put it in a gallon of paint or so and put it, and it will absolutely have an effect. But this is a way to actually introduce people. And again, as Nancy mentioned, we're hoping it's for beekeepers. So that's the point of it. So if you, it's, I think it's like $5 for shipping or something. We give you more than that in nuggets and powder. But we want to keep, we've done that for probably as long as Nancy's book's been out, so many years. Yeah, so trying to spread that out there. So that's a thing.
Yeah, I'm still new to Shung. I just learned of it this year, but it's working for me.
I learn stuff every single, I don't say year, but more often than that, stuff about it, ways to use it. It's an energy tool. I mean, there's lots of, it's an ingredient. Yeah, it's very, very, very useful. And again, now that I've expanded, not to totally jump topics, but I'm going to anyway, for just a moment. The whole, again, the home inspection thing, because now that that's taking a lot of my time and energy to just, because that's what's going on right now. Well, I'm of course looking at ways, getting that shungite in there, telling people, and we've talked about this before. Get it in your, if you're gonna have a driveway poured, get it in the cement. If you're gonna regrout your bathroom, get it in the grout. And we have had lots of people that have already done this stuff.
Sure, I could see that. That'd probably be great in the bathroom for grouting and that.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, the antimicrobial and bacterial parts of it is,
Right.
yep,
We
not just
had
plastic.
that one person who was building a new house, and they put the shungite into the concrete base to the house. Remember
Yeah.
that? Oh
Just
yeah.
like a Wi-Fi barrier.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I
Yeah,
had
one of the
another friend
foundation.
up in Canada. She was doing her house all over, and she was making them use shungite in the paint and stuff, and they were all fighting with her. What are you doing? Get this is my house. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. You put that in there, you know. It's like so, yeah. That you can't be creative enough with shungite. I've never seen it fail, never. And I've been
No.
at this for 20 since 2014. And when I got into it, nobody knew what shungite was. But luckily, I had a podcast, and you know, I could talk to people. And I had one of my producers was also a host. He got into it. He was in Scotland, and it was like when I finally got the store opened up in 2014, within a half an hour, I had the first sale on it, because we had talked it up so much that people were looking forward to it. And you know, since then it's never disappointed. You got people that have a failure with it, but that's because shungite only works with good people. Sorry, but that's one of his things. You know, it's like if you are a basically good energy, shungite responds to that energy. But if you're negative, it just won't respond. So the bees, being, you know, magical creatures, I call honey God's medicine. And I didn't like honey up until Derek sent me some shungite honey. And now it's like the dog gets honey every single day. I dribble it over his food. And if I don't do that, if I forget to do that, he won't eat it. He comes up to me and looks at me. You know, where's my honey? And this guy's getting up in age. I gave up counting how old he was, but he's showing a little bit of age. But I think he probably, if he wasn't on in a shungite environment with a shungite honey, with, you know, all of the benefits that he gets from that, I think he'd have a lot more problems than I'm seeing, because I've had a lot of dogs. I know the, you know, how they age, but not him. He's still going strong. So, yeah. Well, Joseph, this has been just so much fun. Is there anything else you want to add?
Oh, not really. I just had a good time. I appreciate everything and enjoy talking with you all.
Same here. Yep. Mark, anything?
And Mark, thanks for setting me up with this.
Yeah, it was really fun. Send me your address so we could send you some shungite stuff like the book Derek
Oh,
wrote,
cool.
other
Yeah,
things
I'll
too.
get it through you on a messenger.
Yeah, let's have you back again when Derek said, or if you have any other further updates, and keep up the videos. You can also post in the Shungite Reality Facebook group too, just as much with
Okay.
the updates, any kind of updates you put up. So
Yeah,
We'll
like I
be in
say, I've
touch.
got a Rumble channel under Grandpa Goober. Nobody
Oh yeah,
follows me, but
send us that too. We'll post it.
I do that because I just find I can do longer videos on Rumble.
So
Some
you're
people.
doing Rumble and not YouTube?
Well, not YouTube. I'm just, it's fun stuff. I started with the Facebook with my friends and that because they wanted to see what I was doing, and I got to Rumble because I could do longer videos on Rumble, and I've always liked Rumble.
Well,
So
I only use Rumble because I got banned from
yeah,
YouTube.
well, I started out more political at the beginning with my Rumble stuff, but now I'm more just into what my little farm is doing. You know, people with a little backyard might want to start a little farm.
Absolutely.
That's what I call it, my mini farm.
Have you ever looked into the Mason bees?
No.
You might want to look into them because Mason bees is a single bee. And they are big bees. And that one bee will do more pollination than a hive of regular bees. Correct, Derek?
Well, I guess one way of wording it would be they're about 300 times better pollinators than honeybees.
Yeah, I've got bumblebees all over here too, and carpenter bees. We, like I say, I'm in a very natural area. We've got a lot of the insects around here have not been a problem this year. Although I have a real low population of flies, which I was real happy with.
Well, the thing about the Mason bee is that somebody who doesn't have the time or want to get involved with a big hive, you can buy these. They're strange little beehives, but they've got tubes in them. And the mama, it's always a female, the mama comes in and she puts the baby, the what do you, I don't know, what's an egg or
Lava.
whatever they call it, lava. And she puts it in the back of it, and then she puts a mud thing. So then she puts I guess they put like bee bread, right, Derek? Is
Oh,
that?
they'll put a little bit of pollen in it. Well, the wall is actually edible as well. So yeah,
Yeah.
it'll be built a wall. Yeah, there'll be a little bit of food in there, but then the wall is edible and they'll eat their way through that.
Yeah.
Sort of like a wasp, the way a wasp builds a nest,
Yep,
maybe.
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't sting. This is the thing, is that you don't have to worry about being around kids or anything, and you just put it out there. And it's like somebody gave me one of the hives for Christmas, and I never tried to get it out there this year because I wanted to make sure it was painted with a shungite, and I just never got around to it. So yeah. Mason bees, I would like people to know about them because not everybody can have a beehive, but everybody could have a mason bee hive.
True.
And I
Yeah,
know
I'm looking to
people.
really expand beehives this year. I'm hoping to get a couple more going.
Well, I knew about them because down here in South Florida, I'd see this weird thing flying, and I had no idea what it was because it was beautiful, fluorescent, and I thought it was some kind of a beetle. And then I found out, no, that's a mason bee. So they were around the property to begin with. So unfortunately, because of all the construction around here, I don't see as many bees, wild bees, because I have an acre of land that's attached to 6 acres of land where there's one house on it. They're jungles in the middle of North Miami, Florida. Of course, the developers want to get our property. I get calls all the time. Will you sell? Will you sell? Will you sell? When I'm dead, I'm going to donate it to the county, the property, because I want to keep it as a refuge.
Right. Keep it natural.
Yeah. But anyway, anything else? Anybody got anything else they wanted to say?
No, just appreciate you being here, Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you. I really had a good time.
Well, we appreciate you. And for our listeners, you're probably seeing this on Shungite Reality in Rumble. I also have Cosmic Reality. You'll find the Shungite on that too. But Shungite Reality Rumble. We put all of these shows up on there, And Derek's got a YouTube, Mystical. Is it under Mystical Wear still?
I believe it is. I've been on there a long time. But they can probably just search on really every podcast platform. Just type in Shanghai Reality.
Yeah.
Yep. I got that all down.
Okay.
Got a lot of work ahead of me.
Oh, fun work though. It's not really
Oh
work.
yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm retired. I started getting into all of this just to keep me busy.
Yeah.
And I got grandkids and I watch it. Matter of fact, three kids that I watch are from Walla Walla, Washington. Their
Nice.
dad's a friend of mine. He's a single dad. He had to pick up the kids from the state up there and bring them back to Illinois. And I've been watching them for the past 2 years.
So they live with you.
No, I just babysit after
Oh,
school.
good.
They're my cousins to my granddaughters, and the granddaughters live across the street. So I get them on the bus in the morning, and then after school, and dad picks them up right after school or after
Oh,
work.
that's the best way to enjoy children.
They're just helping out. You needed somebody to help, and they're good kids, and they're related to my granddaughters. So,
Well, they'll grow up really good adults if they're dealing with
yeah,
you.
they're good kids.
Yeah.
That's what I like about the country. I moved out of Chicago back in '84 to get up my sons out of the city and raise them in the country, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Well, it's an honor to meet you. And for our listeners out there, take care of yourselves, be safe, and be happy.
Thank you.
All right.
You have been listening to the Shanghai Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for being here. Be safe.